Hatter met Wei in a meadow during a small spring picnic he had been invited to. The picnic had been attended by several creatures from the area: a fox, a badger, a hare, an owl, and one pangolin tween. The pangolin had been wearing an unusual accessory, a small brass balance scale mounted on her right shoulder. The scale had been tilting, visibly, throughout the picnic. When one creature talked too much at lunch, the scale tilted one way. When another creature stayed silent too long, the scale tilted the other way. The scale had been responding, somehow, to the rhythm of the conversation.
Excuse me, your scale is responding to talk.
Yes, I am Wei. My scale measures tag balance. Too many tags, the scale tilts heavy. Too few tags, the scale tilts light. Balance tagging keeps the scale level.
Patter had not previously thought about dialogue tag balance as something physically measurable, but Wei's scale was visibly tracking it. He asked her to come to his pocket workshop. She agreed. She has been the workshop's tag balance demonstrator ever since.
In Patter's introductory lesson on tag balance, he stands at the front of his small workshop. The students sit on cushions, notebooks open. Wei stands beside him, the brass shoulder scale glinting in the light. Patter gestures at Wei.
This is Wei. Her scale measures the rhythm of dialogue tags. Too many tags, the scale tilts heavy, the dialogue drags. Too few tags, the scale tilts light, the reader loses track. Balance tagging keeps the scale level, the dialogue flows. Watch.
Patter reads aloud a dialogue draft with over-tagging.
I am fine, he said.
Are you sure? She asked.
Yes, he replied.
Really? She questioned.
Truly, he answered.
Wei's scale tilts heavy. The students see it tilt. They feel the over-tagging. Their faces wince, just slightly. The dialogue drags.
Now the same draft. Under-tagged.
I am fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
Truly. Wei's scale tilts light. The students see it tilt the other way. They feel the under-tagging. Their faces look uncertain. Who is speaking now? They cannot easily tell.
And now, the balanced version.
I am fine. She studied his face. Are you sure?
Yes.
A pause. Truly.
Wei's scale settles level. The students see it level. They feel the rhythm. The dialogue moves. The speakers stay clear.
Balance has a few moves. Use a tag when speaker identification might be ambiguous. Use an action beat, a small action like, she studied his face, instead of a tag when you want the rhythm, but also some character information. Drop the tag when the speaker is obvious from context. Vary between tag, action beat, and bare line. The scale will settle.
A student raises her hand. A small hedgehog tween in a yellow scarf.
How do I know when to use which?
You listen. You read aloud. The scale tilts when the rhythm is off. Your ear will tell you the same thing the scale does. Read your dialogue out loud. Does it drag? Too many tags. Does it confuse? Too few tags. Does it move? You are balanced.
Out loud, even when I am writing alone?
Especially when you are writing alone. The page does not speak. Your voice does. Read it out loud. The scale is in your ears.
The students nod. They open their notebooks. They begin to draft. As they draft, several of them, without being asked, begin to murmur their dialogue out loud, softly, testing the rhythm. Wei's scale, on her shoulder,
stays level. The workshop hums with quiet, balanced talk.
Wei's whole craft is this. Tag balance is not a rule. It is a rhythm. The scale tilts when the rhythm is off. Your job is to listen for the tilt, in the scale or in your own ear, and adjust until the rhythm sits level.
Tag. Action beat. Bare line. Tag. Action beat. Bare line. The pattern varies. The variation is the rhythm. The rhythm is the dialogue.
A student looks up from her draft. She has been reading her own dialogue aloud, softly, to herself. The scale on Wei's shoulder has not tilted once during the student's reading. The student notices.
My scale is level. Your scale is level. You have heard the rhythm. The rhythm has heard you back.
Patter watches the workshop. Five students drafting. Five quiet murmurs. One brass balance scale, level on Wei's shoulder. The rhythm holds. The dialogue moves. The pages fill with talk that flows.